With the click of a mouse or the swipe of a credit card, we can buy what we need all without ever touching a dollar. But there's a club in Kalamazoo that remembers the good old days when cash was king. WMUK's Nancy Camden followed her curiosity to a meeting at 12th Street Baptist Church, where members of the club didn't give their last names for security reasons.
My name is Roxanne, and I am the current president of the Kalamazoo Numismatic Club.
What is numismatic?
Yeah, just be glad it's not philately. That's stamp collecting.
Numismatics is the study or collection of currency, including coins, tokens, paper money, and related objects.
In 1960, they formed as the Kalamazoo Numismatic Club. We currently have about 92 members. Some people like the history, some people like the artwork. Some people love to just collect every mint, every coin, every year of a particular style. My oldest piece goes back about 250 BC. It was a Roman coin. You would think that something that was that old would be very expensive, but not necessarily. It depends on how many there were, what the metal was that they were minted out of, how good a shape they're in. Most of the dealers are very honest, but there are occasionally somebody who's out there. You really have to know your stuff, otherwise you're going to have problems.
For a priceable membership, we got a lot of education here, a lot of people come in and talk, a lot of knowledge. My name is Mike. I've been with this club from about 1969. I was about 16, 17 years old when I started here, and then I kind of slacked off, and now I'm back into it. And what's nice about it, you collect the way you want to collect it. You don't have to go buy a penny book or these albums to look at it. You just collect it the way you want to collect it. And my main interest is Ireland. I've got quite a nice collection of Irish coins. And got into the Irish gun money that back in 1690s. Got even farther back, hammer pieces and stuff that dates back about 1100s. Then you get to understand the history, the reasons why these coins were made.
My name is Andrew. I'm 17, and I come here every meeting to talk with friends and expand my knowledge of our great hobby.
Andrew is one of my grandsons. My name is George. I started collecting in 1951 or 2. I'm now 89.
I got interested by looking at my grandfather's collection, and from that I went to a local show, and from that I heard about the Kalamazoo Club. From that I've joined state-level clubs, regional and national-level organizations.
He became interested, and now he's the collector.
What in your collection is the most precious to you?
I'd have to say my Walking Liberty half set. It's a registry set, and I've been working on it right now. It's ranked number 18 out of 250 in the world.
And there are so many other things, especially young people, can be interested in. It puzzles me in terms of how current collectors can interest young people. And I don't have the answer.
Go to the U.S. Treasury. They're making it all the time.
I'm one of the only junior members in our organization. I've talked to many dealers at the national level who are worried about what's going to happen with coin collecting because the majority of our population are over 65.
What are they doing over here?
They're setting up the auction. They're selling their own stuff. They're making room for a new passion.
Things are moving in and out of a collection.
All the time. They've filled up their Whitman's Blue Books on pennies, and they're moving on to nickels, so they sell the penny books.
If you would all take your seat, we'll have them start the auction here. We've got nickels. 1866, 1867, 1874, 1882. 1902 with a clip on it, and a 1939 D, which is one of the tougher dates of the Jeffersons. Minimum bid on this group of nickels is $15. $16.
For WMUK, 16. I'm Nancy Camden.
Going once, going twice, sold.